We're going to spend some time talking about the awards ceremony that will be airing tonight, Sunday night. A lot
of people are marking
their ballots.
Right.
And we wanted to get someone on who could give what I feel is the best perspective on movies that I've ever come across. And yes, I'm freely admitting tons and tons and tons and tons of bias on this one. Ever since we were both mini kids, my brother Lee, as he depicted in his book, Safe Inside, has been enthralled with movies and has known more about movies than anybody I've ever come across.
Yep, and looks forward to the Oscars, too, because he watches all of the movies that are going to be talked about. And as we were saying earlier, sadly, this is one of those years when you look at the best pictures. Many of those pictures have not been seen by the average person out there, for whatever reason, but Lee has gone out of his way to watch all of the movies. So right now, we'd like to introduce you to our movie critic, Lee Kingsmill. How are you tonight, Lee?
Hey, Lee.
I'm good. I got a head full of snow when I came out of the opera tonight, but I'm good.
So how was the opera? You got to see Carmen tonight?
Yeah, and if I could just say a quick word about that.
Sure.
Anytime I think about Carmen, I think of the time I took my kids to see it, because I used to take them all over the place. And they were all dressed up and so well-behaved and everything. But it got to the last act, and just for the benefit of anybody who isn't familiar with the story, she's a free-spirited gypsy, and she falls for a soldier and then dumps him for a matador. And at the end, spoiler alert, he stabs her. And when that happened, my kids have been so good, they burst into applause. And we got on the school bus, and I said, "What was that about? Why did you do that?" And they said, "Oh, he was so mean to her." And, you know, in the past, I've seen this opera many times. And I've had some glimmerings of sympathy for him. I mean, he louses up his life for this woman. But this time, all I could think of was, this is happening way too many times today with some dangerous ex-boyfriend saying, if I can't have you, nobody can. And I don't think the kids would have applauded today, or at least the girls wouldn't.
Interesting. And when you talk about your kids, you're talking about the students that you taught for many years.
And
these would be the kids at CVS? Was that?
Yes, at CVS.
Wow.
For years, Lee taught at CVS and then at Washington.
Washington. For lots of years. Oh, the stories he could tell. Right, Lee?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I won't.
Is it correct when I say you've seen all of the movies that have been nominated for Best Picture this year?
Or at least most of?
Definitely most of. I wish I could say all of them, but it's not as easy as it used to be.
Isn't that weird? Because you have all these streaming services.
Well, I know. And I bought into a lot of them, but I haven't been able to catch up with Women Talking. And it's full of people that I like, and so I can't really speak to that, but I've heard very good things about it. Everything else, I've seen.
And historically, this is what you've done because of your love of movies. You've made a point, even if it meant you had to watch a movie by yourself, you were going to see the movies that were being nominated for Oscars, correct?
Oh, I would, and John and I, most years, we would see everything there was. We would drive to another city to see something.
Another state, because you'd come over to Illinois.
Yes, absolutely, another state.
And the countdown began right after the nominations came out. You'd kind of go through the list and say, okay, is there any? What haven't you seen? And then start trying to check that stuff off your list.
Yeah.
Now, do you recall, Was there a movie that you saw back last year and you thought to yourself, that's definitely for Oscar contention? Is there one that stands out in your mind? Is you knew from day one when you saw it before, there was a lot of talk about it and there was a whole PR campaign to get it nominated. Something that really stays with you from this year.
A couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
Banshees of Inisherin. I knew that had to be nominated. There are four terrific performances, great story, and also Tar. There was no doubt in my mind that Blanchett was going to get nominated for that.
And that's one of those movies, once it came out, it became very divisive. I mean, you either really liked it and you got it, or you're like, really? Would you agree, Lee?
Yeah. But first, you had to sit through that 10 minutes of opening credits with the tiny print, and I don't know what they were thinking about that.
And you saw that in a movie theater, right?
Yes.
So you weren't streaming that, so you couldn't stop it. You just wanted to scream at the screen.
If I'd been streaming it, you wouldn't have been able to read anything. But it's a very serious movie, and she does a terrific job, but it's not a feel good. They do a great job of convincing you that she is a serious musician and knows about music. I've seen a lot of films over the years where people talking about movies, music, I just want to tell them, oh, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know if you heard much of our conversation with Gino in the last hour, but we were talking about essentially what you just said, the feel-good aspect. And do you think that particularly right now that feel-good is going to play a role in what wins this year?
I guess so.
But that would mean the Top Gun would have to win, because, you know, that's just escapism, right, Lee?
Yeah. No, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think anybody thinks that's going to happen. Although I was so happy that I saw that in IMAX, and the aerial photography was just superlative.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this before, but Tom Cruise is one of those people that for years I have had to separate the performer from the performance.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are many things that I'm not crazy about that Tom embodies, but yet when he's on the screen, boy, is he good.
Yeah. We got to take a quick break, Lee. We're talking with our movie critic. I mean, you guys think we got a movie critic. We turn to Lee when it comes to what's out there because he watches all of these movies. And we're talking about the Oscars coming up tonight, hosted by Jimmy Fallon this year. Jimmy Kimmel. Excuse me. Got my Jimmys mixed up. We'll be right back with Lee Kingsmill in just a moment here on WGN.
We're talking about the Academy Awards. They will be televised Sunday night, and we're talking about some winner predictions. We had been talking about Top Gun Maverick, and that was the theme song from Top Gun Maverick, Lady Gaga, My Hand.
Who will not be at the Oscars to perform. She said that she is tied up doing the Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix, and I was really surprised because some of the great moments in recent Oscar presentations, in my opinion, have been Lady Gaga moments when she performed Shallow and when she was on stage
Bradley Cooper?
No, well, that was a great moment. Yeah, that was kind of a whew. But when she was on stage with
Lee, who are we thinking of?
Liza Minnelli?
I was thinking Bradley Cooper, but
but there was that moment when she was with Liza Minnelli, and she was kind of holding Liza Minnelli's hand.
But it's hard to forget that moment with her and Bradley Cooper, because that was some hot sizzling chemistry going on between the two of them.
Yeah, I wish she were going to be on the show.
Yeah. Have you heard that the carpet will not be a red carpet that the celebs will walk on?
What color is it going to be?
Champagne. Champagne carpet with red drapes. And they think, well, it's time that we mix things up. I'm sorry. You go on the red carpet. You live to walk on the red carpet.
Yeah, that's part of the deal.
But we're going to have champagne.
I am with you. It is not time to mix things up.
No.
Think with that red.
And this is a case of, you know, they're struggling to get people to watch. And in fact, Kimmel has made quite a few jokes about his goal is to have the Oscars go until, you know, the morning show comes on. Because historically it does go late. And this year, for those of you who are fans of American Idol, it's actually going to run after the Oscars tomorrow night.
Yeah. And because of that, there will be no The Company You Keep.
Right.
Which, by the way, since you have a week with No The Company You Keep, you need to try to see all the episodes of The Company You Keep. It is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show. But back to the Oscars, and I was mentioning the history Leah and I have with movies, and I can remember years and years and years where we were literally staying up till who knows what hour in the morning when the Oscars would finally be over, because we needed to see all of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. I've never missed a broadcast.
Really?
I thought I was going to miss one when I was in the Army. It was the awards for 57, and they had me on gate duty, and I thought, oh, rats. But there was a radio there, so I was able to listen to it.
And they broadcast the Oscars on the radio. That's the first I've ever heard of that.
They used to do it years and years ago until it became a television exclusive thing.
Oh, I see. Because there was a time when it was the most watched television show.
Yeah.
Right up there with when the Super Bowl came along. But, I mean, worldwide, people over in Great Britain are watching it in the middle of the night, literally, because of the time difference.
Well, should we get to some of your Oscar predictions? What category do you want to start with?
Well, do you want to go up or down?
Let's do it the way they do on television. Let's start with the supporting actors and actress, okay?
Okay. I think that Ji-Hui Kwan, for Everything Everywhere, has a lock on this. It'll be a sentimental award, but also one that he deserves. He did a really good job in that movie. My personal preference would have been Barry Keoghan.
Oh, from the Banshees?
In Banshees, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. A lot of good work.
I had realized that Judd Hirsch was in that category, and I thought, wow, that's a name, but from the Fabelmans, Judd Hirsch.
Yeah, he is. He's back again.
So is it possible with the two actors, Brendan Gleeson and Barry, and from the Banshees, that they kind of negated?
They might cancel each other out. That often happens.
Yeah.
I always like Bill Nighy. Mm-hmm. And he does a good job as usual in Living. I wasn't able to see After Sun with Paul Mescal, so I can't speak to that. Mm-hmm. But I'm certainly going to try as soon as I can.
Okay, what about a supporting actress? Now, who do you think is going to win, and who do you want? You would like to see win?
I'm surprised at the buzz for Jamie Lee Curtis.
So am I. no diss to her, but I think the role was so broadly written. It was almost embarrassing. But I think again, she and the actress from, Stephanie Sue.
Yeah, from Everything Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think they may cancel each other out. I think it's going to be Angela Bassett.
That could be good. That could be a good moment because she's like royalty to me. She just oozes this class when she's on any of the award shows. So I'd like to see that.
Oh, yes. And very, very classy actress.
I frankly don't want to see Jamie Lee Curtis win because it's, quote, her time.
And that's the reason for a lot of the buzz that I've been hearing is that it's her time and she has that. I guess she's got a lot of people that like her in Hollywood, and she certainly seems like a nice enough person, but.
But on the other hand, so does Bassett.
Yes, that's true. Very true. Interesting.
And
your pick would be who?
Yeah, Bassett.
Okay.
I think my favorite would have been Kerry Condon from Banshees again.
You really loved that movie, didn't you?
I love that movie. Well, I'm Irish. What can I say? Those idiots are my peeps.
Okay.
This is going to come back to haunt you. You know that, don't you? Okay.
And I even love the donkey in that movie. Oh, there's the most adorable donkey. But he wasn't the biggest ass in the movie.
Where's the drumbeat when we need
it? If only we had DVD releases, that could be on the DVD box. A quote from Lee Kingsmill. That would be perfect.
He wasn't the biggest ass in the movie.
That's great. Lee, we have to take a quick break. If you can hang on, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the big categories, the actor and actress, as well as the best picture, and get Lee Kingsmill's predictions on those.
Lift Me Up from Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. We're talking about movies. We're talking about the Oscar nominations. And we're talking with the guy that I think knows more about movies than anybody I've ever run into, my brother Lee. And I'm turning on the blatant plug light for a couple minutes because you should check out Lee's blog. It is a terrific blog. Yeah, I'm really, really biased, but he's really, really good, okay?
Yes.
And you can find his blog, and we will put links to this on our webpage and on our Facebook page. It's Lee Kingsmill Blog, LeeKingsmillBlog.wordpress.com. LeeKingsmillBlog.wordpress.com. And if you would like to read his book, and you should, again, not because he's my brother, but because it's a really, really good book. The book is called Safe Inside. And when you read this, you will find out a lot about how the movies impacted Lee. And you will learn a lot about... Well, just read it. It's a really, really, really good book. And you can find that by going to Eckhart's Press, Eckhart's Press.com/shop/safe-inside. Again, Eckhart's Press.com/shop/safe-inside. And if you're glazing over at all that, we will have links on our Facebook page and on our blog page and on all the ships at sea.
And so actually, I talked to the boss over at Eckhart's Press, and Rick said that anyone who wants the book, when they come there, just go to Eckhart's Press, and it'll be easy for them to click and get their copy of Lee's book. So that's pretty cool. Lee's with us on the telephone. He came back from... seeing Carmen, the opera, this evening, and willing to stay up even later because you're going to lose an hour of sleep tonight, you know, Lee.
I know.
Yeah, our show ends at 2, and by the time we're walking out of the studio, it's 3.
Oh, golly. Let's call each other when we get up at 4 on Sunday afternoon, just before the red carpet rolls out. Well, excuse me, the champagne-colored carpet.
Right.
Oh, God,
yeah.
The champagne-covered.
So we're talking about Everything, Everywhere,
all at
all
once.
Over the universe, blah, blah, blah.
And I have to share with you, Lee, because... one of the things Lee does on his blog is after he's seen a movie or a couple of movies, he will write about them and he'll share his opinions. And that's why we said as we read them this year, oh my gosh, he should be sharing his opinions on the radio. So we got a radio show so we could do this.
That's the sole reason
we came back. He said, oh, yay. Mary Vandervelt, who's heard here Monday through Friday, doing a phenomenal job covering traffic from the middle of the day all the way through your dinner hour. She wrote today, okay, I've been trying to watch Everything Everywhere All at Once for over an hour and a half. I don't get it at all, and I'm giving up. Fighting, violence, and little humor. I know there's a deep meaning, but chaos overpowers it. I don't get it. So, Lee, take a moment and tell us what your opinion of the much-talked-about Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Where do I begin? I hated, loathed, and despised this movie. But it may be generational, because anybody anywhere near my age that has started this movie did not finish it. Mm. I thought I was going to have a seizure before it was over. There's a good frame tale. Interesting story about an Asian family, but every 2 minutes they're crashing into it with sci-fi martial arts
nonsense.
And I'm afraid I'm not a fan.
Well, a listener texts from 630 and says, I watched Everything Everywhere All at Once tonight by streaming at home, and I would have been absolutely lost and confused without the closed captions. It spelled out the muttered words, and it identified which version of the character was speaking. With closed captions, I rated it high on IMDb, but without closed caption, I think I would have been confused and exhausted to follow the action until its conclusion.
Let me ask you, Lee, because I don't remember. When you were watching it, were you watching it on TV or in a theater?
I was streaming it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you close caption it?
I think I generally have closed caption on. I probably was, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't help. It didn't help me.
Okay.
And yet it's going to be the movie, I predict, the movie that's going to walk away. It's got the most nominations, right?
It does. It has 11. It's going to take some of them. I don't think it'll take all of those.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it can't take more than 10 because of the double nomination for supporting. But I'm afraid it is going to take Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I'll be watching the show, and every time it wins something, I'm going to take a healthy slug of Pear William.
So you might not wake up till Monday. The heck with Sunday
I
evening.
I might not. I know.
But oh, my gosh.
This is a case, that category, Best Picture, is a case of, even though I haven't seen, with the exception of Elvis, haven't seen any of these, I've heard enough about the arguments. There are arguments in favor of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Top Gun Maverick, brought people back to the theaters. The Banshees, the Fablemans.
The Fablemans is a charming movie. If you want to see a feel-good movie, go see The Fablemans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good slate overall.
What about All Quiet on the Western Front? What was your take on that?
Well done, very well done. If you need an anti-war movie, this certainly is it. It's mm-hmm. well acted, well photographed. I think it is going to take Best Foreign Film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did it need to be done again? I guess when I heard that it was being released, I thought, really? Yeah, we've kind of been there, done that. But so it was different enough. I mean, it was refreshing enough that it was worth seeing.
Refreshing? I don't know.
Well, you know, I mean,
Disturbing.
Yeah.
More than refreshing. Yeah, but it's well done. And interesting that it's coming from a German source this
time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really?
From reading your blog, I got the sense that Avatar was absolutely beautiful, but absolutely too long.
way long. Yeah. And I was praying that supervillain wouldn't be back for more sequels, but he will be.
Mm-hmm. So looking
but again, that's one of the movies, along with Top Gun, that is credited with bringing people back to the big cineplexes.
Yeah.
Well, I can't knock anything that brings people back to the movies. I worry about them. I hope they can make it through all this. So, you know, fine for Avatar, fine for Top Gun.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking at that category, so you're predicting that everything everywhere all at once will win. And if you had your druthers, if it was Lee's choice, it would be what for Best Picture?
Well, it would be Banshees, but I was also very impressed by Triangle of Sadness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember after you saw that, you were kind of haunted by it, right?
I was, yeah. It was so different. It's one of those way too rich people on a ship that gets shipwrecked, and then all the social roles get reversed.
Mm-hmm.
And but quite interesting, and there's a performance in that I was sorry to see didn't get nominated. I don't believe in snubs. I don't think that the Academy gets together and says, "Oh, let's snub so and so," you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there are omissions, and this time I think a big one was for supporting actress, this Filipina actress, Dolly De Leon, who plays the woman who cleans the toilets on this luxury yacht.
Hmm.
But when they wind up shipwrecked, she's the only one who knows what they're doing, the only one who can keep them alive. And boy, does she relish her newfound powers. But it's a lovely performance.
That makes me want to see the movie there.
Really.
And that's why we're talking to Lee. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk a bit more about the Oscars coming up tonight.
That is Natu Natu from RRR. And this is a case of a movie I know nothing about, but as we were putting together the songs, because that's one of the songs in the best song category, I watched the video. Just watching the video, I want to see this movie.
Yeah.
I think, Lee, have you seen that?
No. I think the song is adorable.
It is.
I love it.
It's so catchy, the Natu Natu. I find myself walking around going, Natu Natu.
Have you seen
talk about an earworm.
Yes.
Have you seen the video for the song?
No, you make me want to.
Look it up. I was hooked right away. I'm there. I want to see this.
And actually, there's a buzz about that winning the Song of the Year.
I think it will.
Up against Gaga, up against Rihanna. You're like, really? Yeah, I think it's just different enough that maybe, in fact, it will win from the movie RRR. Okay.
You know, it really could. I was thinking Rihanna, but you know, this has got real possibilities.
All right, we don't want to run out of time before we get to some of the biggies, like actress, best actress in a leading role. You got Cate Blanchett. I'm going to guess that Cate Blanchett is at the top of your list. Am I right?
Right.
Who do you think?
It's a good slate.
Yeah.
All terrific performances. There's a lot of buzz for Michelle Yeoh, but I think this time Blanchett is unstoppable. I could be wrong.
I think you're probably right. And I will just interject that I'm a fan of anything Michelle Williams does. I think she just brings so much good stuff to every role she has ever played.
And she's
she's so good in The Fablemans as the mother. Golly.
And what about this Andrea Riseborough? There was, remember a couple of months ago, there was so much buzz about whether or not what she was doing to be nominated was legit, or was she really doing it? It was kind of a crazy bit of controversy.
Because didn't she use some sort of a quote that somehow dissed another movie or something? Or what was the deal with
and
that?
And it's against the rules.
She wasn't using it. But it was a quote. I don't know if her agent or somebody used it. But basically, I didn't see anything especially obnoxious about what was happening with her. Although, I just finished reading Oscar Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, is that a good book. And it goes into some rough and tumble skirmishes pre-Oscars. And one of the best is between Spielberg and Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
And Riseborough gave a really good performance in a difficult watch film.
Mm-hmm.
To
Leslie.
And also, let's not slight De Armas as Marilyn. I thought she did
Blonde.
A good job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is an interesting category. All right, let's get to Best Actor. Now, did you ever get to see The Whale? Because I know you had talked recently about the fact that it was hard to find it, to stream it, to watch it. So what happened?
Well, I watched enough of the preview to convince myself that A, I really didn't want to see it, but B, I think he's going to win. I really do.
Oh, really?
I've always admired him, and I know people say, "Oh, this is the fat suit role," but I think there's a lot of sentiment going for him, and he's a good performer.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
boy,
I personally would have picked Colin Farrell.
Yeah. Again, your love for the Banshees.
Yeah. But it is a good slate, and I was surprised how much I liked Butler as Elvis.
Yeah, just being really objective, and I've voiced my opinions of the movie, both sides of how I view that. But objectively, I thought Butler did a terrific job.
Yeah, he's a real discovery, I think. And then you had a Bill Nighy from Living. And Paul Mescal from After Sun. So, again, a real interesting category. And I think that might be one of those cliffhangers that they're going to keep till the very end, because I think a lot of people are thinking it's going to...
Well, don't they usually keep, director and actor and picture till the end?
Till the end. But I think a lot of people are kind of wondering, is it going to be Frasier or is it going to be Austin Butler? It's kind of not really given... shoe in at this point, at least from what I'm reading.
Best director.
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, that's going to be the Daniels for
Everything Everywhere.
I'm afraid.
You're going to be drunk by that time. You are going to be snockered.
I will be.
So, yeah. Para William is your liqueur of choice that you will be enjoying during the Oscars. You always have a fabulous menu. Are you going to do that tonight for the Oscars? Have you chosen some great food to nosh on?
I have two kinds of caviar and some Stilton cheese triple cream.
Time
cream.
Out. Wait.
Let's go back to the caviar moment.
Two kinds of caviar?
Yes, little golden globules and tiny black. Oh, and
I wish you could see our producer Andrew's reaction to this menu so far.
Okay,
well,
golden globules.
I'm getting this stuff at Whole Foods.
Okay.
And the guy is checking me out, and he says, "Oh, caviar. What does that taste like?" And I was trying to describe it to him. And I said, "Well, you know, sometimes it can be kind of slight." And he said, "Get this." He says, Does it taste like the souls of the unborn? And I said, well, only in a good way.
Don't you know that that clerk has waited his entire life to say that to someone? And then along you come with your caviar. Not one, but two kinds of caviar. Okay, what else? No, no, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Now. Stop it. You are my heart.
Yes.
Can't stand this anymore. That Diane Cannon laughed, and that is not me, people. Please. I got a bad laugh, but it's not that bad. All right, what else are you having along with the caviar?
Sliders?
Oh, some pate, some nice country pate.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of nice desserts. Now, they're small. They're small.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm having a berry tart. It's a chocolate tart with berries, and then a lemon cream tart.
Oh, wow!
You need to put your menu on your blog.
Yes, and you're going to wash it down with Pear William, which I only learned about before Christmas, and I was able to find it for Lee to give him a bottle of Pear William with the actual pear inside the bottle, which is so amazing. And the bottles are grown once the pear trees start sprouting. The bottle is shoved up there, and then the pear grows inside the bottle. It's amazing, and I guess it's pretty tasty too.
Or Lee, it is pretty tasty.
Lee would not be three sheets to the wind by the time we get to the best director.
Now, Lee's predictions will be archived. They're going to be
podcasted.
They'll be podcast online, so you can check it out.
And if you've got money riding on this, you might listen to his predictions because he's got a pretty good track record because he watches these movies and has a very discerning eye. And so we let him watch the movies for us because, as I said earlier, so many of the movies this year reminded me of my teen years, gloomy and angst-ridden. I didn't want to relive teen years. Thank you, Lee.
This has been fun.
Thank you so much for staying up even later for us.
Well, you're most welcome.
Happy movie going.